part.
Is that what you're getting at?
I don't know.
I don't
know. It was just the first word I could think
of. A little
of,
but... single cell amoeba. Made up of
they're
molecules.
My fans.
Yeah.
We're recording now.
Oh. Let's go.
Pre-conversation.
Let's better go. Than being the spreadies or something lame like that.
Oh, there you go.
The eggs. I've not the got eggs. Enough followers to even think about naming a followers.
People listen to this now.
I've got so few followers, so I'll just name them all individually.
Molly wants
by the names. That's how
especially your work colleagues.
Yeah. Even I know them all.
I could literally invite them all into this room. Anyway, let's crack on.
Anyway,
busy.
This is a conversation people don't need to hear. Welcome back this week. Welcome back, Dave.
Cheers. Nice holiday.
Yeah.
Didn't miss. I feel from my emails, I miss quite a lot.
There's a lot going on in a week. Yeah,
still not caught them up yet.
Mm.
And that's what it boils down to.
Bitcoin 101.
I can't believe you're speaking with your mouth full of pod.
Sorry.
Like, if you've got, if you've got an allotted time to record a podcast, you've decided to eat and then speak during that time.
I'm so hungry.
A hot beverage and a cold beverage.
Yeah, I mean, how much is that bottle? That's a massive bottle as well.
This is my new mission.
Pre-opened as well, just ready.
Yeah.
It's got a little.
Never know when you might need to quench it first.
She wouldn't want to make the clicking noise of a bottle, but she'll have to choose through some cereal. What? Well, you're all
this
over
is,
the shop,
this
pal.
I've pre-sogged the cereal, so it's less crunchy.
You have not. You made that sort of. Oh, with what water?
That's a pro podcaster, right there.
With water.
You eat cereal with.
That's a pro podcaster.
Water.
She's pre-sogged the cereal because she knows this is too crunchy for the pod. That's professional. You got to respect
Molly. You're a different level to
the water.
You're a different level
I'm
to
so
you.
Absolute hustle. Right now. Mm. No,
some
would...
people have cereal with water.
Yeah,
Phil, that's what Phil talked about it once, like a poor man's porridge.
It's,
or something.
It's old
you'd
old
have
school.
Like water with it.
Yeah, that's
I
like
I think it changes
from like
that
40
much,
years
it?
Ago or something. I don't think that's the thing these days.
You can't specifically put a date range when people put water on porridge. He's now the expert on when people put water on porridge.
Right.
Oh yeah, it's 40 years. Right, bloody hell. Right, Bitcoin.
We need
come
to
on.
Know the stats for that. Mike, if you could find that out.
40 years.
We'll touch on that at the end of the podcast.
40 years ago. 1982, people were like, ugh. No more water in my porridge.
That was fast math running again. Right, what's the topics this week?
Right, I've got a couple. Burgergate.
What?
We'll come back
to that,
Dave.
You missed the drama. We've named it, I've named it Burgergate.
Okay, you'll have to explain that one.
Yep, and a tweet I saw last night from Bracky. If you own a Bitcoin, are you a Bitcoiner?
Oh, I saw people always put this out.
Oh.
I see that one all the time.
I just thought it was quite a good conversation.
Well, that's right.
Okay.
And what's your
anyone
topic?
Else's topics here? Anyone else got topics this week?
Central African Republic, I've talked about. Actually, this morning, I think you put something out, did you? Did they now made Bitcoin, or is it crypto legal tender?
We'll come back to that. But yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, team.
Yeah. And yeah, there's after reading the Gladstein book, there's a lot of CFA. The CFA franc we could talk about.
What are these acronyms this week?
I don't even know what the CFA... What does the CFA franc... Can you remember what the CFA franc is? Anyway, we'll discuss that. Because
yeah, it's this, isn't it? The Central
Central African... Oh, darn.
No.
That doesn't work.
No.
CFA.
Yeah, but anyway, the CFA franc is a very interesting subject.
Central franc of Africa.
When you think about Central African Republic accepting Bitcoin and why they might be doing it.
And if we've got time, well, the topic was New York State. Pushing through a bill for banning Bitcoin mining using non-renewable energy. That got passed at the minute, and it's now into the Senate for a vote, however the legal process works. It's got through the first stage anyway, which is interesting.
After 2 years, apparently, I've read that as well.
It's a two-year ban, I think, is it? It's a two-year ban.
I thought
ban.
The bill was 2 years in the making.
Oh, no, I thought it was a two-year ban on it. So they put the bill in to last for 2 years and assume they'll reassess. I don't know. Maybe we should have read these topics probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I did.
It's not just an open discussion, really.
Let me check that
out.
I read it this morning, but I was tired, so it could be wrong.
Yeah, it only just came out this morning, didn't it? So
you're tired now. I think you'd be tired in 12 hours' time. It's after someone's arranged a call for us at half eight.
That will place a two-year ban on
it.
So it's a two-year ban, I think.
Dave,
yeah.
Let it go, man.
No, man.
I read an email
from Danny saying we had a call at 8:30, assumed it was 8:30 a.m., made plans to play golf, and told my wife, can I play golf? And then I'm looking to play golf on Wednesday after work. And then I've reread the email, realized I've got a call at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And
which I told now Dave. Dave's refusing.
My wife was like, no, you can't play golf. I've got to do something with the kids. So then I've had to then go back to her and say, actually, I'm not playing golf. I'm now having to work. How suspicious is that?
She definitely didn't believe
it. Yeah, of course she doesn't. Well, I wouldn't believe that. Yeah.
Oh, she's going to make sure your golf clubs are out of the car.
Just in case.
Too late.
We get kept in the boot. Under a rug, so you can't see them.
So 8:30 tonight, yeah.
No, you're paying for the divorce, mate.
Bitcoin's a global currency. You can't. I am, you're right. Yeah. But Bitcoin's a global currency. You can't hold back.
Mm.
You gotta, 24/7.
You've got to, yeah.
Okay.
I had two other things as well, which we maybe cover if we get time. The WEF tweet from this morning.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The video?
Yeah. And more just
Bitcoin. We need to make, honestly, we need to make a similar video about proof of stake. Is that what it was about, wasn't it? About change the code?
Yeah,
is that the
one? Proof of stake, yeah.
We need to make a video about why it's such a bad idea. Because there's not enough out there.
There isn't.
It's got so many.
This is still the intro, by the way, guys.
Oh, is it? Because let's crack on with that.
No. We haven't got time.
The other one was the IWF demo. That tweet. Was it the I? No, the IMF, sorry. Right, the wrong way.
Which tweet was theirs? I've lost track.
Oh, the video.
The one from the weekend.
Yeah.
About them all being 8-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that bad boy. Yeah.
Is that fake?
No. Real. Sat with Christine Lagarde and Jeremy Powell.
They don't long term.
They didn't even look at it. They didn't even consider the consequences of printing money. Incredible. How they can sit there and say that is just unreal. How do you not consider the consequences of money, of printing money?
Mm. Okay, well, we'll come back to that.
Okay, right. Hit me with Burgergate.
Burgergate, right? So,
what was it?
Last week you were off.
This is my fault as well, Dave. Don't worry.
Last week you were off with the team out.
I know.
You know. So am I allowed to say this?
I don't know what you're saying.
It's about
that is Molly in your head.
Yeah, Molly, you can say whatever you want.
It's a scary place to be.
I don't know, the background is like undisclosed.
We were paying with lightning. All right. Yeah, let's just keep it like that. That's fine.
Paying with lightning for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Matt bought a hot dog and chips. Danny bought a burger and chips. Both tweeted. Comments. I was reading through the comments and the comments were like, oh man, this is like fiat food. Can't believe you're buying this shit, blah, blah, blah.
Why are you spending your Bitcoin?
Yeah. And I was like,
that the main vibe? Why is it?
I saw that and I was like, what the fuck? Like, we've just bought something with lightning. Why are we not like, why is that the focus point of this tweet? So anyway, I screenshot it and then tweeted it being like, Bitcoiners, we want Bitcoin adoption, mm-hmm. but not like that. And got a bit backlash. Like,
this kind of falls back as well.
It kind of blew up quite a lot.
It led on because I did another follow-on tweet then, didn't I? Sort of asking, if you don't want to spend your Bitcoin, I don't want people to spend the Bitcoin, how do you expect mass adoption of Bitcoin? And that comes back to the question that we spoke about a month or two ago about what is the definition of mass adoption of Bitcoin?
Like, why are we all buying Bitcoin if you just never...
But it's your audience as well, because you're predominantly UK audience, I presume. So they'll just be holding it as a
store of value.
Yeah. But then if you were to tweet that in South American countries.
But what's disappointing and what was disheartening?
Major financial privilege.
What was disappointing and disheartening for me is seeing that they are so, it's a selfish view of it in terms of a short-sighted or a narrow view maybe of what Bitcoin actually is, because you're just treating it as what you see it as, which is fine, you can do that. But then you're telling other people not to spend the Bitcoin, but countries like El Salvador are spending it daily because it's a better payment infrastructure.
It is different things to different people, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
so if it's a historic value, then it is.
But what gives someone the right to tell someone else what they can spend?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have one
Bitcoin that nobody can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Twitter's for, though, isn't it?
I mean, Twitter is just opinions.
I mean, yeah, if you look at the ratio of likes to comments, I'm sure more people
know.
So it's the voice of the few.
But it's still just insane.
But it's how narrow-minded I think that can be, unfortunately. It needs to be more... People still don't understand Bitcoin,
but I think that was the
disappointing thing. In some way, it just means we're still very early, and there's still a lot of time to educate.
Gladstein touches on it in the Trojan horse stuff. I don't know if you read that recently, Dave, as well. It's basically like it's a Trojan horse for freedom, as in most people will buy it for their self-interest. Number go up, but actually, it's just by them doing that, it's fine because it's it's getting more global adoption anyway. Mm. So it's kind of like Trojan horsing it in there anyway.
Yeah. There's adoption from the value going up, and that's yeah. You know, we can do all that. We see that ourselves best than most people in the industry, because as the number goes up, so does our registrations. Mm. And it always aligns with that. But there's more to Bitcoin than number go up.
Yeah. Not everyone's at the same stage of the journey as well.
No.
When originally people get into Bitcoin for that store of value. And yeah. Like you said, the Trojan
selfish
horse
reasons,
effect is the fact that you get in and then this is what happens, the freedom aspect of it comes through, and then people will start spending them.
More education to do so. More education is just needed.
I think my frustrations were, you know, we obviously want to see Bitcoin succeed. So it's like we're now at a stage in this adoption where, yes, everyday retailers are, you can pay for everyday goods and services with Bitcoin. How can you spin that into a bad thing? Like, you know, it's no longer random websites with obscure products. It's literally burger and chips.
Yeah.
Like, and for everyone being like, oh, I think it comes down to the whole maxi thing being pure and, like, you know, only eating steaks and whatever. Like,
there was two angles, wasn't there? Not spending your Bitcoin, and then the other angle of why are you eating a burger that looks horrible?
Oh, like, really? It looks disgusting. Like, rate my plate pretty poor. Yeah. Was it not a good looking thing?
It's like, is that what we do these days? It was lovely, yeah. It was a great burger. Is it just one of these?
I suppose everyone just buys steak, don't they?
But it's just apparently, what
I mean, I even got seed oil comments as well. Like,
oh, that's the trendy thing now.
Yeah, is that now the popular thing to abuse?
Like, I don't know if we're supposed to hate seed oil or like seed oil.
No, we hate.
We hate it. Apparently,
I don't even know what seed oil is.
It's in everything.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Oh.
It's in everything. Yeah.
Who?
I think Jesse put a tweet out actually. Jesse Thingy Kraken's CEO put a tweet out this morning saying about seed oil, and he was saying he's been asking at restaurants and everywhere he goes, is seed oil in this, and they're all saying yes.
I mean, you don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that
walking
guy
in every meal with seed oil in this, just to the waiters, just eat it, mate.
I've got to be honest. Yeah. My focus is on,
if you're going out to eat, you're not caring necessarily. You're going out for a nice meal.
My
cook
focus
at home, otherwise.
My focus is on Bitcoin and the monetary system, not
your burger.
You know, we can come back to the health situation at a later point, maybe. But yeah, it's what it is.
Spam and Burger Gate.
I'm going to keep eating
Burger
Gate.
Yeah, I've dubbed it Burger Gate because it's very controversial.
Mm. Oh, I didn't actually tweet the picture I did that of what I bought yesterday, actually, as well.
That was fast interesting. Food.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's all fast food.
Big
it's
just, fuck you.
Yeah, we should maybe look at sats per calorie per sat. The most efficient way of getting food on board. Yeah. Like, as a survival mechanism, we need as many calories per sat as possible. And then what can you argue with, really?
Oh, the one yesterday was great as well. It was the, what's he call him, Zach? The
Vadapad.
That's a Vadapad.
From Street Kitchen.
Street Kitchen.
Mm. Is it an Indian chip butty?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's the best way to describe it. Interesting.
It was
nice.
Recommend it.
Paid with Lightning. Done. I mean, yeah, it's worth the experience to try it. I wouldn't be something I'll go back and buy every day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how many merchants now we can go buy food from in the Isle of Man with Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place to be.
Or reveal show.
Interactive map coming soon.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say you should get our new data guy to work out the calories per site. He did quite
already spoken to him.
He did a funny one for me last week. Well, actually, it wasn't for me. He just came up with it off the top of his head, but it was how much of a person? Well, I can't remember. It was very massive.
Oh, I saw that. In terms
basically
of the
gramage
of a person, the weight of something that you could buy with the sats.
Yeah, I basically give away two bowls worth of sats every Friday to people.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit blue.
a bit blue for the dads. For the Peter Kay fans out there.
Yeah. I thought it was good. Okay, so that was Burgergate. Brecky, you tweeted last night, if you own a Bitcoin, are you a Bitcoiner? Not a Bitcoin, but if you own Bitcoin, are you a Bitcoiner?
Oh, we talked about this before, haven't we, in terms of adoption, and how much ownership, or whether it should be ownership at all. But usage. Well, you put it quite nicely in terms of
if you
had the choice, would you?
Oh yeah, if it's your primary choice of payments, if you're offered both, if you choose to pay, that would be my terms of adoption.
I thought that was probably.
But
the
I don't think just owning it makes you a Bitcoin. You know, I own a mug. I'm not a mug enthusiast.
You stole that mug.
Yeah.
No, because a lot of people were saying the Ripple CEO, he obviously came out the other week saying he owns Bitcoin, he owns Ethereum, he owns this and that, but that doesn't make him a Bitcoiner necessarily.
I believe when he says about he owns Bitcoin, I think if you listen back to the Peter McCormick podcast, I think on that one, one of them he says he owns one Bitcoin because he's gifted it. And he's just not touched it, I don't think. So I don't think he owns much more than... He owns it as a, I don't want to say sentimental, but like a point of it. So he can say, oh yeah, I own Bitcoin as well, but you should change to proof of stake. So he's like, he's trying to be the friendly guy rather than the enemy.
So yeah, no one can say that. You don't have skin in the game if you say I own some.
He's using that as an excuse. But actually, if you listen back to his older podcasts, I'm pretty sure he says what he actually owns and he was gifted it, I think. And he's just using that now as a leverage to make an argument.
I kind of read it as like, is it a mindset? Like, just because you have Bitcoin, if you're not bought into it.
I was about to just abuse Brad, but go on, carry on.
Let's cut you off abusing people.
Any opportunity to abuse.
Just anyone,
abuse
anyone and everyone. No, I kind of read it as like more of a mindset thing. So you can have Bitcoin, like you say, if you've been gifted it, but if you don't believe in it, or, you know, if you haven't taken those, like what they say, 40 hours to learn about how it is and how it works and everything, are you really a Bitcoiner?
Like, I think it's a mute point for me. It's a mute question, sorry.
I'll mute you.
I'm just not interested in...
All right, let's, you know what, just move on to your topic.
No. I just think it's just... It's irrelevant.
It's just a philosophical question, isn't it, really?
It doesn't...
I love philosophical.
I do as well, yeah.
It doesn't help achieve anything. I think it's just the way I look at things more. Logical, statistical. Mm-hmm. Philosophical is not my thing, for the most part, I think.
It's my thing.
Cool. That's what I'm listening to, guys. Are your stars?
My stars.
What do the stars say about the question?
No.
Stars can't talk.
Again.
Right.
She told me to check in on my Taurus friends, Dave. You okay?
Did she?
Yeah. She said, look out for them.
Right. We wanted to talk about the Central African Republic. Have said, what have they come out with, Danny?
So from what the very early, it was only literally this morning about 7 o'clock this morning, I think something finally came out that looks kind of official, but we're still not quite sure of the source exactly. Apparently a journalist in the location. But that is, Bitcoin is legal tender, but cryptocurrency will be not regulated was the term, but it was basically regulated. But Bitcoin is legal tender.
Oh, so were they separating Bitcoin and crypto then?
Yep.
Well, that's quite crucial as well.
Yep.
Ooh, we love that.
I think that'll start happening more and more. Mm-hmm. I like to see that happening.
I think it's all inspired by your render.
Which one?
The one that's a Bitcoin.
So many shocking renders. Recently, it's unbelievable.
there's been some bad ones.
Just really poor quality. My head's not been in the game. I'm working on a music video.
I've got to be honest, I've struggled to retweet them.
You're working on the music. I know, that don't blame me.
How come this is the first time hearing
about
it?
The music video?
Yeah.
It's just
the next evolution of his game.
Really. It was always going to happen.
It's not just visual, he's now audio.
You get so good at rendering, you just think, right, people want music
videos. Approached by artists.
That's what's happened.
Can you make me a music video?
Nah, just come out of the blue and said, can you make me a music video for this? And it was such a sick beat that...
Was it? Mikey for approval there. He wasn't
looking
at it.
Sick beats.
Mikey's a DJ.
He's just ignoring me. Yeah, they probably call it sick beats. But they're going to do a music video.
Nice, 140 beats per minute?
No, way less.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, look out for that. Nice. Anyway, so the Central African Republic separated Bitcoin and crypto.
I'm just finding that.
So to make Bitcoin legal tender, what other currencies is currently legal tender there?
Well, that's what we want to talk about in elements of the CFA franc, which is something we've just discussed.
Jump to share the wording for that, though. So the adoption of Bitcoin, the adoption of Bitcoin as an official currency, is what they've said. They have then said another piece about Bitcoin. Is not only the first country in Africa to adopt Bitcoin as its benchmark currency, but also the first country in the world to unanimously adopt the bill that governs cryptocurrency. So they're going to govern is the word they used. But they've separated off Bitcoin as being the official currency and crypto being governed.
Good.
So, nice.
That's a move in the right direction for me.
Properly differentiated.
Yeah. So me and Zach were talking about this in terms of why they might have done it. I've read the Gladstein book now, Check Your Financial Privilege. Mm-hmm. I might have mentioned it 4 or 5 times to everyone that I've ever met.
I'm halfway through it.
It's one of the greatest Bitcoin books I've ever read.
It is.
Yeah. And I've read most of them, I think.
It needs to be on Audible. I want to say that again.
I know you keep saying that.
I can't read.
We should probably need to translate it. I think more Bitcoin books need to be translated and spread out there.
We'll ask him.
But then there's costs involved, so I just can't. We can just do it.
Can you imagine
Google Translate?
Yeah, you can't do it. My accent reading it out is just never going to happen. Is it? Don't understand what this
Spanish
guy's saying.
Or French. So anyway, within that book, it talks about the CFA franc, which is something I wasn't too familiar with. But it's very interesting that quite a few West African countries are using the CFA franc, which is completely governed by France itself, and they choose the exchange rate. I think it's pegged to the euro at the moment. Mm-hmm. But along those, and it's devalued by France as well. So in 1994, it's talked about in the book, that where the people of, I think it was Senegal, Mali, and all these countries that do use it, suddenly found that the currency was, purchasing power had been halved because the exchange rate had been suddenly changed by France. So obviously they haven't got control of their own monetary policies, which is a huge issue if you're talking about development. But France can also take advantage of owning someone else's monetary policies, which they have done, unfortunately. They control 90% of the reserves of these countries is controlled and held in France, which means that the West African countries can't actually physically use it themselves to for development infrastructure in their own countries, and it's held in France as a reserve and a safety net, probably. There might be reasons and plus points for doing that, but I can't really think of anything. But also the educational system is dominated by French literature from France. They dictate what can and can't be learned, and control the message, really. But they also have veto and first point of call in any trade agreements. So all these West African countries, if they want to sell their maize, they have to approach France first, and France can buy it at whatever price they dictate. So they get below market prices for their exports, and their import deals have to be from France as well.
Which keeps them poor.
It keeps them poor. The status quo is very much an advantage of France. When countries are trying to break away from this CFA agreement, France have backed always backed the politician that would agree to stay in the CFA franc, which said they can put the clout behind the future of these countries. So you've seen actually legitimate democracies and some dictators as well have said that they want the CFA franc to be removed and they want their own independent currencies, and those leaders have then been ousted, or the other guy has been supported by France. So they're manipulating the governmental policies as well and the future of those countries. And now that Bitcoin has come along and El Salvador message has come along, and now people are identified as an independent money that we don't actually need France's help for monetary policy control. We are seeing.
Well, that's why I'm interested to see if this decision is breaking away from that French control, or has the backing of the French control. I don't know enough about it yet.
Historically, it shows you that it wouldn't.
And exactly. They're using El Salvador as an example with the dollar. They have someone in power there who eventually, you know, took that breakaway from the dollar. Same here, hopefully. Breakaway from the franc.
See, the European Central Bank is traditionally run by a French person as well, so they might be against this as well, because those French bureaucrats tend to be French politicians in the first and foremost, so they'll probably move against it and highlight all the problems that it would cause. But the status quo is currently that they like keeping West African countries poor. If you look at the people that have the CFA franc, they are the poorest nations and the ones that have had least growth in the time period that they have had CFA franc. So you might have seen other African countries with their own monetary policy actually grow and develop a lot faster than those with the CFA franc. So they've been held back, it looks like, the stats that show.
And it would seem that they've now got someone in power that wants to break away from that. I would assume. I don't know enough about who's in power there and all that kind of stuff.
So other countries, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Mali, there's 15 in all that are all using this currency that you might see now. This is the first one. Hopefully it goes well for them. See how those cities develop, because eventually they're all speaking French. The French control the education. But as now the modern day technology might mean that the message they can see further afield than what's been controlled.
Do you know how many people are using cash payments in the Central African Republic?
No.
Thought you were going to have that.
Why would I have that?
If it was on that page,
that would have been great. Because
Mikey might be able to flash it up now. That's happening.
Wow. Which doesn't help us, because we really can't talk either.
I do know there's French speakers in terms of African countries. There'll be soon. I think there's more French speakers in those West African countries than there are in France, and then
Run about the currency, not the language.
I know, but if you control the education, you control the country.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because obviously then with Bitcoin, obviously it's very digital, and you know there's no physical currency, cash as such, like you have with cash. So as far as I'm aware, there was like 15% of their country have internet capabilities. Don't know what percentage have mobiles. I think what you're going to end up with is we've got this country now that's adopting it, which is great, but can the residents actually use it? Mm-hmm. Is going to be the next question, and how can they use it? That's something that I think this is a great, I don't say test bed, but a great first example of they're the seventh poorest country in the world.
Yeah.
Was it their average yearly salary is about just under $500? You know, it is a very poor country,
but you'd have
with
to ask
infrastructure
what,
that's not there.
But why is the infrastructure so poor? Is the fact they haven't been able to invest?
Yeah, that's all exactly right. But then it's now, okay, they've adopted Bitcoin. What happens? Mm. How do we make this a usable currency in their country?
Yeah, it's a great unknown, isn't it? In terms of what we could do, I would say that we could probably translate the Bitcoin books and translate some text that would help people.
They need the technical infrastructure as well in place in these countries to actually make it useful.
But we're probably not in a position to speak about it. We haven't been there. We don't know the infrastructure.
Well, we know 15% have internet activity, which is
that's all we know. Without being on the ground there,
I don't think we've ever heard of the country before this.
So we don't actually know what's needed.
But that's what we need to companies like ourselves. We are exploring and will explore it, and others I'm sure will.
Do you think we should reach out to them and say, right, well, how can we help?
Because we have a phone call tonight on that, Dave.
Well,
hold your horses.
I know what time that phone call is.
Yeah, 8:30 tonight.
but yeah, really annoyed about that.
Well, yeah, it's just the way I must messed it up, really. But
you're only angry at yourself.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, it's his own fault. but yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. I love it. It's great, positive. I love the whole what's happened there in terms of them breaking away from France and all that side of it from a political stance. But for the people there, hopefully it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be short term. It's going to be mid to long term before it really becomes useful for them there. But hopefully it's for the positive and the better.
First of many, I hope, in that sort of region. Should think.
I always hate things like this sometimes when they announce it and it's great, you start moving forwards with this, but if it doesn't happen in 3 months' time, everyone's saying, oh, it's failed, and you know, you've got to understand that these it could take its years to get these guys.
The message will be that it will fail. The people that control the message it to.
And we need to try and fight back against that message in some regard as well.
Not even that, even people living there, I think El Salvador found this out, there's actual pushback from citizens and residents there, because especially in El Salvador, when they became dollarized and it all went to dollar, that was such a torturous time for all the citizens. They had no input and stuff. So when they're getting told, actually, now we're moving to something else, there is initial pushback there. So it's all about education.
And that's not Bitcoin. That's just
change. So if you polled all the residents, they might be against it, but it's actually, they're just not educated enough yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so watch this space, I'd say.
When you go,
good move.
Oh, I can't, unfortunately. I haven't got enough holiday.
Can't get there and back before 8:30.
Yeah, can't get back for 7.
Cool. Next topic.
You had a topic first, didn't you? Or do you want me to go on to the two tweets?
Mine was a very quick topic. Just New York Senate passing the bill. Was it 92-56 voted for banning Bitcoin mining from non-renewable sources for a 2-year ban, basically. I don't know why they've done a 2-year ban. I need to understand that. Assume it's more of a put the ban in place quickly and we'll deal with it in 2 years' time, I imagine. But that's also, for me, I don't think that's particularly a negative thing. It's kind of taking the freedom away for energy companies to sell their energy to Bitcoin miners if they're coal or whatever powered, which is a little bit of a downside, but it's just pushing Bitcoin mining to renewable energy again. So it's just helping the FUD arguments around energy.
Something that's happened before in terms of how can you just dictate how an industry gets its energy from?
Don't
and
know.
Where does it stop and where does that policy start? Yeah. So why would you look at steel? Like a steel home miner. Steel and concrete industry. Yeah. You release more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than anything combined.
But the media are not attacking that at the minute, which is
Coca-Cola,
that's what's
the
happened.
Biggest plastic one company is the biggest plastic polluter globally. I know you should be ashamed to wear that top. You're killing dolphins and you're supporting the organization.
Cool,
For anyone listening that can't see that, Molly's got a Coca-Cola t-shirt.
It's absolutely disgraceful. More plastics in the ocean than any one organization. And yet now they're targeting.
Oh my god.
It's true. Well, as you should be. Can't believe you're wearing it. But I mean, where does policy dictate that in terms of the ESG thing? Will they have to start paying back a bit more? I don't know, Coca-Cola themselves, but you see what I mean? They've targeted Bitcoin and said you've got to move to renewables. All right, but
political agenda and media agenda that's pushed it, and that's
Does this also, will this essentially ban any at-home mining then in New York?
I assume so. If it's the energy,
gonna
if
try
the
and
electricity,
enforce that,
well,
yeah.
that's going to be just won't be, will it? Won't be enforceable. They'll tell you can't do it, but people can still do it. And how do you know that energy didn't come from?
That's what I'm saying.
It's
exactly.
coming from the grid at the end of the day, and you don't know. I'm not sure what they're putting in place to police this.
Interesting.
No, I did email my water wheel guy last night as well. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, you've got water wheel guy.
This has got traction.
We've got movement now. We've got a guy over this weekend coming.
So
we need to go and pop down and have a look.
So show him the water wheel. Yeah, I've not had a response yet though.
So, no traction then.
No, well,
so what you're saying is you've sent an email. That's not traction.
My friend Ball, mate, and went to the pitch. Let's see how it's going. I've done my end anyway.
I've done my end. My end's over on the boat in a couple of days.
Have you actually ordered it?
No. The guy's coming over.
Oh, the guy. Yeah. He's probably coming over anyway.
He's coming over to check the wheel out, Dave, so you better get this wheel ready.
Prime the wheel.
So the mining with a water wheel, for people that don't understand.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Like, because you can have an electricity supply not attached to any grid and still monetize it. And I think you might see that. And it's quite good in poorer countries because normally the infrastructure and getting stuff on the grid is where it's the most expensive part of getting any electricity online.
Do you know what we could do with that as well? We'll wire it up to Elon Musk's Starlink and satellite so we can get internet access from that. So it can literally stand alone by itself, no cables, no nothing around it.
I think we need to do that in terms of just as a proof of concept. Yeah. So we need to get one on the island to do that. Yeah. The electricity source is going to be probably the issue. Mm. But after that, it's
to order a Starlink as well now.
What?
So we're ordering a Starlink and a miner and then. Wire it all up.
Well, you won't send you. I think you should be in charge of converting the direct drive into.
Oh, I've done that before. So
have you?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
I'll be in charge of that.
Okay. If you've done that, then we've got it covered.
Yeah. That's it. Covered then.
And if we can't get wheel approval, we use your solar panel.
It won't be enough.
we buy more.
Okay. You've been using that as a table at home.
Yeah, I used to let Poser. He's just got it on your shed, not doing anything.
It's generating. But it's
not storing.
No, it's not storing.
Absolute Poser.
So I'm harnessing some of the
power. What a renewable Poser you are.
Wasting it.
You're an RE
waste
Poser.
Energy.
It's not really, is it? It's just like, I'm capturing some, but just going.
So you're just proving a point. I'm going to harness this energy.
But the amount of people that walk past and think, that guy.
That shed must be.
That guy. One, he must be very technologically profound to be doing that.
Yeah.
And he cares about the environment.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for me.
I like it.
Anyway, that's off topic. Water wheel coming. That's a 200-year-old water wheel.
Coming soon.
Imagine.
Mining Bitcoin soon. Forget volcanoes. We've got water wheels in the man.
I'd love to get that off. I'd love to get that going.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think the Isle of Man people would hate it, you know. I think we'd get.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The tinfoil hat community.
Some people hate it. Some people love it. Yeah.
Are you from here?
Yeah.
Me and Mikey are Manx born and bred.
So
we know.
So you hate it.
We absolutely do hate it. We've still got trams and horses.
Yeah, horse trams, yeah.
Like, we hate change and steam trains.
You guys literally celebrate redundant technology and redundant energy sources.
Losing hundreds of thousands of pounds a year.
We've still got a really old water wheel. And it's like, why?
I'm for this, but I'm telling you, the Manx people will not love it. They'll be all on Facebook. On the Isle of Man.
Tell them to come and tweet us and we'll have the conversation publicly on Twitter about why.
They're all on Facebook.
Yeah, but they'll have to come to Twitter. I don't use Facebook.
Yeah.
They'll have to come to Twitter and have the conversation publicly about why they don't want this to happen.
They'll be outside our office with the pitchforks. You know, like they're outside the
government buildings. If they do it, what we'll do is we'll have a meet-up and we'll get people to come and
queue in. Open debate.
I was just, it was a light-hearted comment from me.
It'll just be an educational thing.
Yeah. I'd enjoy that.
Okay.
Let them come in grillos on.
I'll prepare the crisis communications then for once we go live.
I mean, we should do it anyway. Like, like the energy department or whatever they are.
But what about the one you went to the other week and the other month on the renewables thing? And it was just a shambles, wasn't it?
Let's not talk about that. The guy was just trying to get
home. Yeah. The solution for the energy crisis.
Take more buses.
Yeah. Well, no, let's get an extra pipeline from Ireland. So it's like, oh, right. So you're not independent energy at all.
Even though there's around the island, there's more wind energy than the island can use. It's like the amount, it's like one wind farm around the island is like twice as much energy as we use as an island, but they're just selling it back to the UK.
They're all UK, the wind farms, aren't they?
There's one Manx one, I think.
No.
There was. Did that not go ahead? There's one from a couple of years back.
They planned it. They haven't built
it. It didn't go ahead. No. Okay.
No one that you can see out there.
It's all UK.
It's not us.
Yeah. But one of them powers, I think it is twice as much energy as the Alaman needs.
We got Tidal.
It's just nuts.
Literally surrounded by sea.
I thought you meant the music streaming platform. No, we don't mind.
Spotify.
Tidal,
wind, everything. Anyway, solar. So
we've got little projects to be getting on with on that.
We'll do a nice bit of soldering.
Proof of concepts.
A little bit of soldering.
Yeah, that's what it is. People need to be shown.
Yeah.
Every farmer in this bloody nation should have a bloody mine and a wind turbine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's crack on.
Well, on to that then. The WEF, the World Economic Forum, tweeted yesterday about Bitcoin energy usage.
Is this the change the code?
No.
Is that a different one?
This is a different one, I think.
No, this
Or is it the same one?
The WEF.
The WEF.
The WEF tweeted about change the code to proof of stake, yeah. They said that by changing to proof of stake, it'll solve all of Bitcoin's climate energy problems.
Who was it who tweeted the other week about it? Someone else tweeted about it.
Oh, there's been quite a few tweeting about it. That's been like the Ripple paid $5 million.
Yeah, Greenpeace has changed the code. Yeah.
Right.
It's the same story.
It's the same campaign, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's just such a lack of understanding. Get like, there's proof of stake coins out there. Go and support them. Mm-hmm. Go and spend your money on them and do things with them because, you know, we don't care. It's just not.
Bitcoin doesn't care.
There's coins out there on proof of stake. If it was better, people would be using them. It doesn't. Yeah, I'm not going to go into all why it doesn't work. That's for another day.
Yeah, we need something though. We need to.
We do need
a pamphlet, a little leaflet, a little 2-page document, something laminated, so you can shove it into people's heads. Like, fundamentally, proof of stake doesn't work.
Just a nice animation, animated video.
Yeah,
Is there not one done by somebody?
Maybe.
We haven't got the time as a company, I think, and people to actually put something together, which is frustrating. But
if anybody wants to make a laminated pamphlet, tweet Dave.
A video would be cool. An animated video.
A pamphlet idea was push
the content.
Such a boomer, Dave.
Everyone likes a pamphlet.
But yeah, the WEF, it's just another attack on Bitcoin, isn't it, at the end of the day? And coming from the likes of these guys.
Attacks are coming hard and fast at
the
moment.
The IMF. Yeah, it's all energy. But, you know, stop using dryers, use pegs and clotheslines.
Like, they address that in the doing that in the article about tumble dryers.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, the WEF do.
Yeah.
I keep calling the WEF like
how do they solve it?
No idea.
They said about tumble dryers.
I think they just say there's utility in the energy that is used from tumble dryers.
Well, because it dries your clothes. Yeah. But you could also do the same thing, but
I'm just saying they address the
whole utility argument. You could just throw Gladstein's book at someone's head and say, look,
they're not going to read that.
That's utility. That's fundamentally changing the world for the better.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
It's attack vectors. They know they're wrong. It's attack vectors that they need to push for their agendas and their political pulls. So we just have to play the game a little bit and
fight back.
Okay.
It's all about fighting.
It is dangerous, obviously. There's relentless attack from them.
That's why.
And it is, you know, some people in positions of powers that can bring in regulations and that kind of thing. So we do have to speak up and fight back, which the industry is doing.
Nobody really. It's not. If you're having a decentralized thing, no one lobbies for Bitcoin, do they?
I think the crowd do in general. Like,
it's more for defensive.
Look at that tweet, every single comment on that tweet is just basically saying, like, you're just talking crap. You don't know what you're talking about, basically. And people are trying to educate on it. Yeah. Some people are just throwing abuse at it. Fine. Some people are trying to educate. I guess for me, the hope is anybody seeing that tweet will read the comments and try and make some sense of it. So the general public that don't understand Bitcoin. Or if a journalist decides to pick that up and run a story, you would hope is a big thing, I guess, in journalism, but a journalist would at least display some of the comments and explain that, you know, have a fair argument there that it's not correct or there's two sides to every story. Okay. But yeah.
So we should push an article out saying why Proof of Stake's flawed.
I mean, if you want to write one.
Maybe that's the topic to get out, yeah.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Go alongside the Lightning Energy one we did.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Next one. The IMF. I said IWF before I realised that was
the WWF.
Wildlife Fund. The Wildlife
Fund.
WWE. The animals. The IMF, there was a clip that went viral at the weekend about, oh, what's her face?
Lagarde.
No, not her. The other one, the director. Can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name. I don't care.
I think it'd be okay. Her.
I don't care for her name
her
anymore.
She's basically saying that, long story short, they're just a bunch of 8-year-olds chasing the bull.
Yeah, I just honestly genuinely thought that was fake.
Yeah. That's what I
wish it was.
I took the time to watch the video properly because I thought it was faked, yeah. I thought it was not real, but yeah, it's real. So
it's embarrassing.
Herself that said it. Then she was with Christine Lagarde, she was and Jeremy Powell as well, it was called. So they're all sat there and she's effectively saying, yes, they printed money without thinking about the consequences. And now they have to deal with the consequences is kind of what they're getting at. And they don't know how, I guess, is also what they're saying.
Kristalina Georgievia.
So that's in response to the COVID pandemic. Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah.
We printed loads of money to...
Yeah, generally. We knew the financial crash was coming at a point anyway because they were already printing pre that, weren't they, to be fair? Just not at the rate they were for COVID.
And they just didn't think beyond that what would happen.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, it's a blatant lie, full stop. Of course they think about the consequences. They are fully aware of the consequences of it. So it's a blatant lie in one regard.
I don't know. Politicians is full of short-term.
Well, these are not politicians. These are meant to be like, you know, Jeremy Powell's the thingy of the US Fed, isn't he, and whatnot. So
they're slightly outside that, aren't they, actually? They're not elected officials.
No, it's not quite the same. And for them to say they don't think of the consequences, they've spent their whole careers thinking about the consequences. Mm. That's literally the point of what they do.
That's just something you would never say as well. Yeah. Like,
and so they knew full well. It's not like so they're just blatantly lying to the public. Yeah, every way you can chop it up. But yeah, it's just incredible to hear that and think that they're the guys that are meant to be controlling the monetary policy around the world.
It's weird.
I don't know what you
know
say
it.
To this.
No, I think the thing that I struggled with is that obviously you know it, but until they actually come out and say it, then you're kind of like, holy shit. That's
But the lying and what they've actually said is so ridiculous. Like Dave says there, he thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Because you think surely they can't come out and say that, but they have.
Yeah.
And does anyone really trust them, rely on their word? It's just incredible.
I don't know. I have to take it at face value. I think they generally may not have thought of the consequences.
You've spent decades of careers thinking about the consequences. There's no one thinking
in a position to deal with a global pandemic.
They just had to open up the news and any news outlet while they were printing to see the consequence. See, it was just ridiculous.
But the consequences aren't immediate.
Even journalists knew that.
Yeah, but they're not immediate.
No offense to journalists. That's just
when you double the amount of money available by printing. You don't foresee the consequences.
They learn that
immediately. There's a bit of a
they even learn that
Bitcoin
at university.
Bitcoin see the consequences.
Yeah, everybody.
We were saying that inflation would go through the roof, and they were still forecasting like 2% in the UK and stuff. Mm. And we knew that'd be crazy.
But they knew that'd be crazy. Before. They're just putting the 2% out there to appease the audience and the public. Really, they know full well the line.
But if you're faced with a huge economic crash because of a pandemic, you've got to make a quick decision
not,
in terms of.
I'm not saying it was a wrong decision to make. I'm saying what they're saying. So like print the money, yeah, that was the best solution at the time, without a doubt. You wouldn't still print the money without thinking of the consequences, though. You would print the money, but it would literally be going through everybody's head as you're doing it. Like, what's going to happen? It's going to create massive inflation. Yeah, we know this, but okay, then 2 years later, we'll pretend we didn't even think about it. It just shows even less of you if you didn't think about it.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous thing to come out with, and there's no excuses for them at all, I don't think.
Was it an off-the-cuff comment or was it like prepared? It wasn't a prepared statement, was it?
No, absolutely not.
It was some sort of panel thing by the looks of it.
Maybe she's being sarcastic. I saw her and thought it was fake. I thought that Janet Yellen thing was fake the other day. One where she was talking about? I thought that must be fake. See where she was talking about Bitcoin and crypto?
Yeah,
I can't remember what said, but yeah. I don't know what
everyone was saying is this fake. And
yeah, did you say that? Like, it's got great plus points.
I'll tell you what
positive about it.
I'm going to change the topic entirely now, but what was fake? Did you see the Bill Gates video?
No.
That was fake.
Or him walking.
Yeah.
Did you see a fake video of him walking?
Did you see it?
I didn't see the video, but yeah, I saw all the...
Why do you have to fake a video of him walking?
I'll leave it at that.
Where was he walking to?
It was just along across the street.
Is this the Elon Musk tweet?
I'm sorry.
He tweeted about the emoji.
I think it came off the back of that.
Right. No, that's good because he's putting a bit, he's got a bit of weight on it.
Yeah, yeah. Someone just edited a video of him walking across the street, so he had massive tits. And people believed it.
Oh. I've not seen it, but it was fake.
Right.
How can people believe that?
I know, yeah. Obviously fake.
There's a whole story that Bill Gates is unhealthy and
he's trying to tell the world to be healthier. Yeah. Okay. Which is why all the people, it goes back to Burgergate, doesn't it? All the people shouting at me for eating or us for eating a burger. It's like,
I don't eat a burger.
I'd love to see you guys. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not that overweight. That's it. Now I feel conscious.
But no, so my point is just on fake videos. How literally every video you've got a thing.
I know.
Is this crazy. Fake?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting good. Deepfakes are getting really
good. Oh, really good.
And really easy to do.
Yeah. Wait until we deepfake this podcast, so then we never have to do it again.
I might deepfake Molly and say something really controversial on Twitter.
Why?
Try and lose the followers. Yeah. The molecules. Yeah.
You could say Molly fans.
What she's called? Yeah, molecules.
Everyone missed that part of the podcast beforehand.
Yeah.
No, we were just saying. Well, Dave was being mean to me. Off the podcast. He was trying to start a fight, and I turned around and said,
"I was just merely commenting. I can get my followers on you. The amount of food stuffs you've got in front of you.
A bowl of cereal and two drinks.
Yeah, but I think that's all I said.
Sorry for staying hydrated.
No, Dave. And I said it was a great thing that you were hydrated. That's all I said.
You did not.
And then you unprovoked attack.
Control the message. Yeah, I was actually being really nice to you, complimenting you on your preparedness, and then you were like,
yeah, but we have that rule where we can't speak to her off air. Remember?
Oh yeah. We can't even look at
her. Yeah.
Not allowed to look at Molly.
I am so confused.
That's why I'm sat this way.
No. Carry on, Molly.
I just stare at Dave.
Please don't hurt us.
She'll get the molecules on. Yeah.
Exactly. There was death threats and everything.
There was threats and violence. Watch what you say to Molly.
Oh, anyway. I kind of like molecules now. It's kind of sticking.
No, it's demeaning.
Any more topics? Are we?
No, we're surely done.
No, that's it. I'm all out.
Cool, man.
No coin corner updates.
Cool, man.
I don't know.
Talk about the stacking accounts? Have you done that?
No,
we spoke about it last week, but they didn't get released. But they're released now, but customers are not aware unless they go and try it. They can't.
I've not done my job yet. I've not announced it yet.
Yeah, so it's in soft launch.
I'm going to set one up for all my kids.
I've already done it.
I've done it.
Have you already?
Dave will have the most, obviously.
Danny's already set one up for you. All your kids.
Yeah. With the most kids in the office, you'll obviously have the most.
Yeah,
I'll have the most.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All your kids. I might just make some kid up.
You'll have to put aside to set those up.
Exactly.
No, it's cool. I'm excited for it. Yeah. I got my first DCA into it next week.
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
It's so cool.
So cool. Yeah. Love it.
I like that. The whole UX, I mean, it looks cool as well.
It's pretty nice.
You should be
pretty
pleased with that, guys. And design team.
Yeah, it looks sweet. So I'm going to get on that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Anyway.
There we go.
We'll have more Coin Corner news, won't we, in the next couple of weeks, next couple of episodes. Much work.
Stuff coming up is mad.
Most of it was FUD busting, to be honest.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff coming out. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, cool.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Right, cheerio.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.